Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network.
The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 4 through 10. Brethren, God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and made us sit with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not because of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. Today's Gospel is according to St. Matthew, chapter 10, verses 16 through 22. The Lord said to his disciples, "Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils and flog you in their synagogues, and you will be dragged before governors and kings for my sake to bear testimony before them and the Gentiles. When they deliver you up, do not be anxious how you are to speak or what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given to you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will deliver up brother to death, and the father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end will be saved." On this day, the 8th of February, we commemorate the holy prophet Zacharias. The prophet Zacharias, or Zechariah, was the son of Berechias and a contemporary of the prophet Agias. In the days of the Babylonian captivity, he prophesied, as it says in the book of Ezra, to the Jews that were in Judea and Jerusalem. He aided Zerubbabel in the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem. In the book of Ezra, he is called Zacharias the son of Addo, or Iddo. But in his own prophetic book, he is called more fully Zacharias, the son of Berechias, the son of Addo, the prophet. When the captives returned from Babylon, he came to dwell in Jerusalem in his old age. His book of prophecy is divided into 14 chapters and has the 11th place among the books of the minor prophets. His name means Yah is renowned. Sozomen reports that under the emperor Honorius, Zacharias's holy relics were found in Eleutheropolis of Palestine. The prophet appeared in a dream to a certain Calimiris, telling him where he would find his tomb. His body was found to be incorrupt. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission. All rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and lives of the saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's online chapel initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to readings and remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.